We know in our first message we talked about Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. And I know here in Luke chapter 1, over in the New Testament, we have a tremendous story about Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So Barbara, I know that you have an anointed prayer life. I want you to pray for us.
Oh, thank you, Father, that you have given us life through your Son Jesus, through his death and his resurrection. And Father God, no matter what we're into, no matter where we are, you watch over us and you keep us because you never slumber and sleep. And I thank you, Father God, that you have provided for us a helper, a companion, a friend, whose name is Holy Spirit. And thank you so much for taking care of us. Thank you so much for always being aware of what we're doing and where we're going. And I praise you, Lord, that during this time of study, during this time of teaching, that the people that listen to this, their ears will be opened and their eyes will be opened to the true love that you have for them, Father God, and for the true mission of Holy Spirit in their lives. Oh, Father God, help them to fall in love with him all over again. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
You know, in Luke chapter 1, we have a tremendous story here about a man named Zacharias, a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the exciting things here is it talks about some of the ways of God, things that make God happy, some things that make God unhappy, and how God even delivered judgment through angels. But here in Luke chapter 1, it says in verse 5, in the days of Herod the king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. They had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years. Now, I think this is so exciting because while he was performing his priestly duties, here's what it says. It came about that while he was performing his priestly service before God in the appointed order of his division, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and to burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were in prayer outside at the hour in the incense offering. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him standing to the right of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear gripped him. Now, the reason I'm reading this is that we talk about the supernatural when it comes to Holy Spirit and it comes to the ways of God. And we need to be prepared and very careful about how we react to those things that are beyond our conscious understanding, our daily walk. You know, I mean, something extraordinary happens. And the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You will call him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many would rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink no wine or liquor. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, yet while in his mother's womb. I think that's very exciting also. And he will turn back many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And it is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said to the angel, how shall I know this for certain? For I am old man, my wife is advanced in years. And the angel said, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring this good news. Behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their proper time. You know, when we talk about Holy Spirit, many people just freeze up on us. It's something that's beyond their reason. It's something beyond the natural. But here, I believe one of the ways of God is giving us a warning. Don't be afraid of the spirit world and things that happen in the spirit that you haven't seen before, or you haven't known before, or you haven't understood before. Mm-hmm. And here, he was judged, I think, rather severely to not speak then, I think, for this period of the time of his wife's pregnancy.
Oh, as a woman, I think it was a wonderful punishment for him.
Oh, no. You're getting in the flesh, Barbara.
To not have him speak for about 8 months. But anyway, yes, and he knew then that John was going to be a forerunner, filled full of the Holy Spirit. And we find out later when Mary goes to Elizabeth, her cousin, and she's so excited. Elizabeth is the one woman she runs to. She doesn't go to her own mother. She runs to Elizabeth and tells her that she's pregnant by Holy Spirit. And we're going into that right now. And John leaped in Elizabeth's womb. I mean, he in her womb, he was so excited in the spirit that this baby who was in the womb developing leaped for joy.
You know, I've seen the judgment of God come to people that wouldn't receive the ministry of Holy Spirit, and that's really what we're talking about in this series of messages. And I'm cautioning you here. Don't be afraid, and don't mock, and don't say, well, I just can't believe that, and some of those things that is so easy for the flesh to come out with. But Barbara, talk to us about Holy Spirit here in Luke chapter 1.
Well, there's a time here that after he left John, Zacharias and Elizabeth to announce the birth of John, that Gabriel, he was a busy angel right here, Gabriel went to a home in the city of Galilee called Nazareth, and he went to Mary, and she was a very young woman, probably a teenager, and he told her that the Holy Spirit was upon her and that she would bear the Son of God, who would be a descendant of the throne of David. Now, this must have been absolutely a shock to this young woman. And she did ask almost the same question that Zacharias did, how can this be, for I am a virgin? But Gabriel chose to tell her and explain her in detail because she was going to be bearing this child. She needed to know this information for her own conscience sake and for the sake of the man who she was betrothed to. She needed to tell Joseph this, although the angel did come and tell Joseph.
Now, what would happen if she was found to be pregnant in the village and they hadn't gone through all the traditions? What would she be subject to?
Well, she'd be subject to stoning, and she would be dead. As we say today, dead meat. And that's right. There would be no trial, really. If she were found pregnant and Joseph stood up and said, I have not had a sexual relationship with her, then the men of the city would stone her. That was the punishment for that kind of promiscuity. But here, the angel Gabriel explains to her in Luke 1:35, Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. We know that the power of the Most High is the Spirit of God. So this actual Spirit from God came and helped her to conceive this Son of God, Son of Man.
Well, it says here the Holy Spirit hovered over her.
That's right. And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And then he told her about Elizabeth being pregnant in her old age, and I believe that's why Mary ran to Elizabeth also, because she knew that she needed to find out if this was true about Elizabeth being pregnant, and she found that out. And what a wonderful time. They spent 6 months together. What a wonderful time for these two women who knew that something supernatural in history was coming down. I mean, oh, praise God. Mary's song here, her prayer, is one of the most profound in the whole word. And I see in Luke 1:46, Darren, this young woman, probably 14, 15, 16, around that period of time, she knew the word so much. She knew Hannah's prayer from 1 Samuel 2. She says, my soul exalts in the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Hallelujah. What a great prayer.
You know, and even before she conceived, and before the Holy Spirit hovered over her, Gabriel told her what was going to happen. But one of the dramatic parts of this story is Holy Spirit delivered the divine sperm of God, the bloodline of God, the seed, let's say that, to her womb so that she would conceive Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things in this story here, and she was such a woman of God before the angel came, and he says, you found favor in the eyes of the Lord. But she said, and when she conceived in her womb, here's how she conceived. She conceived by saying, be it done to me according to your word.
That's right.
She was a woman of the word.
That's right.
Already, she was a praiser. Wouldn't you say she was probably
a psalmist? Oh, yes. I agree.
As was her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were both deep in scriptures there. But that's always exciting to me, how she was able to, in a sense, recognize the spirit world, recognize these words being spoken to her by this angel. And when she said, be it done to me according to your word, she conceived. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things about studying about Holy Spirit is we're going to be talking about mysteries. We're going to be talking about God's divine direction that comes, not written on a wall or not written on a page or doesn't come in a letter or a telegram or across the internet or whatever, but it's something you're going to hear inside of your spirit. And we talk